The study was, without a doubt, the most meaningful room in Wilder's home. This is the desk where he spent the last 6 years of his life writing. Despite chronic eye inflammation that made it difficult to work for more than a few hours a day. Following his doctor's advice, Wilder limited his writing to the daylight hours. This robust, masculine desk, made by the Luther Factory, was where Wilder revised many of his earlier works, later published in the Collected Works series. He also composed the autobiographical short story Casanova Bids Farewell here in 1932. His final novel, Servants of the People, remained unfinished. The green tone of the walls of the study was chosen by Wilder himself. It reminded him of the forests of his childhood in Muga, in Lanaviro County. From the window, Wilder could see people heading toward Gadriel Stadium for sporting events. But for him, the hustle and bustle outside was more of a distraction than a delight. Take a closer look at the floorboards. The wood grain, you see, was carefully restored in the 1990s by Brit Grieve, faithful to the original pattern. Behind the writing desk stands a chest of drawers that originally belonged to Wilder's mother-in-law. The chandelier above is a replica, but true to the style of the time. On the desk, you'll notice Wiedemann's dictionary, left open. Wilder often turned to this book in his final years, making notes of rare or unfamiliar words. He had intended to use that growing vocabulary in Servants of the People.